Welcome to the Southwest Florida Realty Show with Billy Silva. And here's your host, Billy Silva.
Hi, I'm Billy Silva with Jones & Company Realty. And I would like to welcome you to my very first episode of Southwest Florida Realty Show with Billy Silva. Whether you're a new homeowner, looking to buy or sell a home, or just wondering about fun things to do in our area, I hope you'll tune in to learn valuable tips and tricks. With autumn just around the corner, I thought today would be the perfect opportunity to discuss a few fall maintenance tips that you can check off your to-do list. Living in Southwest Florida, we're pretty blessed, as we can do these tasks all year round. But with the cooling temperatures outside, these chores seem to be a little bit less cumbersome. So when you take a break from cheering on your favorite football team, consider tackling some of these home improvement projects. First, clear out your gutters. I was shocked at how dirty my gutters were last weekend. Gunky gutters filled with dead leaves and debris can quickly result in not only a mess, but roof leaks. Also, be sure to check that the gutters are hanging securely. Bins should be clean and cleared to ensure proper drainage. Next, seal, caulk, insulate. Check around windows and doors to be sure that seals are tight and caulking does not need to be replaced. So many times, homeowners neglect to check their exterior stucco walls. As your home ages, you may notice hairline cracks or stair-stepping cracks, which are cracks that follow your cinder block lines. If you notice this, you need to seal and paint to prevent water intrusion. The only thing that prevents water from getting into your home is your caulking and paint. Contrary to what so many people believe, cement and stucco are not waterproof. With the days getting shorter, don't forget to spruce up exterior lights and be sure to reset your light timer as needed. A bit of cleaning, repainting, and a few new bulbs are an inexpensive way to update your outdoor lighting fixtures. However, if even your best TLC efforts don't help those old lights, consider replacing them with new ones. You will be amazed at how new lighting adds to your home's curb appeal. Speaking of curb appeal, we grow so accustomed to the appearance of our homes that we no longer see its flaws. Whether you're planning on selling in the new future or not, I am sure your neighbors will appreciate if you take a day or two to fix what needs fixing. A thorough cleaning may take care of many of your home's exterior flaws. For example, power wash the driveway and sidewalk to the front door. Paint the front door and wash the windows inside and out. With the cooler weather, it's a great time to pull all those weeds that have accumulated from the summer rains and add mulch to your gardens and planting beds. Why not get in the fall spirit by grouping real and faux pumpkins or gourds in various colors around your home? That's something you can do both inside and out. A festive doormat is an ideal way to welcome visitors. And they are so cute this year. Have you been out and seen the latest Halloween and Thanksgiving themed doormats that are available right now to choose from? I approach numerous homes on a daily basis. I can't reiterate enough how inviting it is to walk up to a home with a pretty autumn wreath on the front door. Okay, the next topic should be done monthly, and that's changing your air filter. One of the most important things you can do on your own to take good care of your HVAC system is to check monthly and replace your filter as needed. This keeps everything working properly, and it also helps to keep your energy bills down. Unfortunately, it's a task that's easily forgotten by many homeowners, including myself, for months at a time, and leads to higher energy bills and future maintenance issues. The longer the filter is in place, the more dirt, dust, and allergens are trapped, clogging the filter and decreasing its efficiency. So if you have not changed yours recently, make it a priority. I would also recommend signing up for a maintenance of your AC system, maybe once or twice a year, with a reputable and licensed air conditioning company, so that your unit is working to its optimal efficiency and you can detect any problems before they become an issue. Depending on the company, this service usually runs between $80 to $100. My last item for your honey-do list is kind of a fun fact a lot of people don't know about. With the cooler weather, change the direction of your ceiling fans to clockwise, which helps to push the warmer air down. Since heat rises, this is especially helpful in fall and winter weather. Most of the year, when the Florida heat index rises outside, fans should be set to rotate counterclockwise instead. So now that your autumn home improvement projects are done, take advantage to enjoy some of the fun things our area has to offer. For example, did you know that after more than a year of being closed due to COVID-19, the Koreshan Farmers Market just opened back up? Go purchase local produce, honey, fresh guacamole and salsas. There's sea glass, jewelry, street food, arts and crafts, tie-dye, all sorts of fun. And they're pet-friendly too. The market is conveniently located in the heart of Koreshan State Park. So while you're there, if you've never done it, take a guided tour of the original Koreshan settlement. It's really interesting. Make a day of it. The market fee is included with the regular $5 park entrance fee. So where else can you go for a full day of fun for only $5? Please email me with questions you'd like answered or topics you'd like to listen to. Thanks for listening, and remember to share my podcast with your family and friends, and we'll talk again in the next episode. Have a great day.
Thank you for listening to the Southwest Florida Realty Show with Billy Silva. To learn more about Billy Silva, go to www.sw-floridarealtor.com. That's www.sw-floridarealtor.com or call 239-247-2490.